In this week's Things to Do segment, WHYY's Jen Kinney asks, how are you spending your summer? This week, she spoke to beachgoers at the Jersey Shore and fans of the most popular event in the world this weekend.
I'm on the beach at Strathmere, also known as Whale Beach, near Sea Isle City, New Jersey. It's really windy, the water is super choppy, but it's a beautiful day and the beach is full, but not too full. I asked my fellow sunbathers what they look for in a beach and which ones they try to avoid.
I was trying to find a beach that was free and relatively uncrowded on a Saturday in July.
A lot of personal area to do your sandcastles and, kiss your lover, just do your thing.
I saw an osprey. It was amazing. It was carrying I don't really know fish, but I think it was a bluegill.
I enjoy Upper Township beaches because they're not crowded, but yet it's not like a deserted place either.
We usually go to Delaware beaches, like Rehoboth, Lewis, Broadkill, Slaughter Neck, all the deadly beaches.
Longport? Is it Longport? Inglet? Ocean City?
Been to the Atlantic City beach. The thing about that beach is actually there's a lot of these black flies that bite you.
I've been to so many. I'm a Jerseyan. So I grew up, and as a kid, my parents would take me to all sorts of beaches, but I really don't know where I was.
I don't know if I've ever been to the Jersey Shore before. It's not nearly what I expected from the MTV show.
I'm from New York, so we've been taught, mean things about Jersey. But it's nice. It's nice.
We want to know what your favorite beaches are and why. Tell us on Twitter at WHYY News. We know people have a lot of opinions on this, and you've got plenty of choices. For a lot of people, though, there is absolutely no question what they'll be doing this weekend.
This is magnifique, magnifique.
Yes, the World Cup finals. I went down to Fado Irish Pub in Center City on Tuesday for the France versus Belgium semifinals to find out where fans are planning to watch the final game.
I've been coming here to watch football since I moved to Philly 8 years ago. It's people that love football, that are crazy about a game. It's fun to watch in any setting, but when you're in this kind of crowd, it just gives it that energy that really is what the game is all about.
I'm not sure there's so many bars that have it. We see some Belgium fans, so it's going to be balanced. We have a Brazilian here, so the Brazilians are also neutral.
We're out. We lost on Friday. I'd rather not talk about it. My heart's still broken. Who are you rooting for?
It's a hard one. In this case, I'm feeling a little bit towards underdog, so Belgium.
How am I dressed right now? In the Belgian tricolor, yeah. These are our traditional national colors. Then I have here a flag, I have a shirt, and you don't want to see my underwear.
It's really hard. The French team is amazing, and there's kind of this ongoing, not joke, but this ongoing statement that France is the last African team because about 50% of the players on the French team are of African descent.
It was France since I was born. I've been supporting France. I work about a block away. So this is where I watch all the games.
So you're going to have to go back to work after the game no matter what happens?
No matter what happens. I might be crying, but I have to go back to work.
Well, hopefully Olivier went back to his office happy.
Allez la France, allez!
France beat Belgium, so they will be playing Croatia in the finals at 11 a.m. on Sunday. Everyone I talked to said they'll be back at Fado to watch that game.
We're coming early at 8 a.m. We're eating breakfast. We're day drinking all day.
I've got other suggestions for where to watch the game on Sunday and more to do this weekend, including a wineberry harvest at the Schuylkill Environmental Center and Bastille Day at Eastern State Penitentiary. That's all online at WHYY.org.